Shalom, everybody. On Rosh Hashanah, after the shofar is blown, the Ashkenazi community and many other communities say certain psukim right after the shofar blasts. And one of the psukim that is said either by the Baal Tokeya or by the Chazan comes from Tehillim Perek Samach Tet, Pasuk Tet Zayin. Ashrei ha'am yodei teruah. Ashrei ha'am yodei teruah. Happy is the nation who understands the message of the Truah. What does that mean? What exact message is that nation fortunate about that they know? That question is asked by Rav Moshe Feinstein, the great Rav Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1986. He asks this question in his Drash Moshe towards the end in a section called Rosh Hashanah, and he answers in such a beautiful way. First, he quotes the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204. The Rambam in Hilchot Shuvah, Perek Gimel Halacha Dalid, says that the reason why we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah is because the Torah told us to. Period. End of story. God told us to blow the shofar, we blow the shofar. However, says the Rambam, even though that's the reason why we blow the shofar, there is still a message that we can gain from this. There's a message, there's a reason that we can understand. The Rambam, the exact words are as follows. Afal pi, says the Rambam, shetkiat shofar barosh Hashanah gzeirata katuv, remez yeshbo. There's still a message behind the shofar. And what is that message? Uru yeshenim mishenatchem, v'nir damim hakitsu mitardematchem. You sleepers, you slumberers, wake up. The shofar is a wake-up call. Sometimes people go through this world in a semi-conscious or unconscious state, kind of not realizing, God forbid, that Hashem is there, kind of not realizing that there's Torah to listen to. They forget here, they forget that. They're sleeping. They're a sleepy kind of existence. And the shofar is here to wake us up. It's an alarm clock. And the shofar is here to say, no, it's time to wake up. Wake up and recognize Hashem. Wake up. Accept the Torah. Wake up. Don't go through life in a semi-conscious or an unconscious way. However, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, what is the difference between Sheina and Tardema? Again, the Rambam said that the message of the shofar is Uru yeshenim mishenatchem, wake up, you sleepers. And also, Venir damim hakitsu mitardematchem, you slumberers, wake up. Why would the Rambam use both expressions? What message is there? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein that the difference between Sheina and Tardema, says Rav Moshe, is the following. Sheina means sleep. When it is time to go to bed at night, you go to sleep. You set your alarm and you do not want to be woken up until the alarm clock goes off. That is a purposeful sleep. I want to sleep from now until then, and I don't want anything to interrupt me in between. That is Sheina. However, Tardema, says Rav Moshe, is more of what you and I would call a nap. A nap is something that we maybe fall asleep by accident because we're so tired or whatever it is. And it's not necessarily that I set my alarm. Nowadays, there's actually something called a power nap where we do set our alarm for X amount of minutes or whatever it is. But usually a nap, says Rav Moshe, is maybe kind of falling asleep by accident. And says Rav Moshe, that is the meaning of the pasuk, Ashrei ha'am yodei teruah, and that is the message of the shofar and the message of the Rambam, that there are two kinds of people who are going through life unconsciously. Some people fall asleep by accident. They really do want to follow the Torah. They really do want to follow Hashem, but they sometimes nod off by accident. And they're happy, so to speak, to be woken up. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I fell asleep. I didn't mean to fall asleep. And that person can be woken up by the shofar. Thank you, God. Thank you, shofar, for reminding me that I have to follow this halacha and this mitzvah and to do tshuva for that. But there's other kinds of people who go through the world unconsciously, and they go through the world unconsciously on purpose. They are the sleepers. They say on purpose, I don't care. I am going to sleep. Again, metaphorically, I'm going to sleep. And don't wake me up. I don't want anyone to wake me up. Ashrei ha'am yodei teruah, happy and fortunate is the nation that gets woken up from their nap, but also gets woken up from their sleep. Even if you go to sleep on purpose, the shofar can penetrate that sleep. The shofar can penetrate that purposeful unconsciousness, purposeful not listening to God. Ashrei ha'am yodei teruah. And whoever we are, if we are nappers or we are sleepers, when it comes to our relationship with God and to Halacha, we listen to the shofar. We let it penetrate our hearts. We let it penetrate who we are as Jews and as people. And we will turn and return, Emir Tzashem, to God and to the Torah. Have a wonderful day, and Shana Tova, Ktivah V'Chatimah Tova, everyone.